This chazar is a chenesh bach ches v'shagam when we put him besach this kedush and daf chof hey. Zogt the Gemara, the elders of the city of Nezunya did not go to the shir of Chista. So Rav Chista told Rav Nuna to go and put him in chayim. Rav Nuna went and asked him, why didn't you go to shir? They said, why should we come to shir when we ask questions and we don't receive answers? Rav Nuna said to them, have you ever asked me a question and haven't been answered? They then asked him, if a master makes his eved into a sris through the but with the beitzim, is it considered an exposed mum and he would go free based on that or not? So Rav Nuna didn't know the answer. They said to him, your name should be Karnuna, a more derogatory name, rather than Hamnuna. He then went back and told Rav Chista what happened. Rav Chista told him that question can be answered from a braisa. Mishnah says, regarding a certain halacha of tzirat, that there are 24 limbs to which this halacha applies. The tips of the 10 fingers of the and of the 10 toes, that's really 20, the tips of the ears, the tip of the nose, and in a man, the tip of his aver, and in a woman, the tips of her dadim. Yehuda says that the tip of a man's dadim are also included in the halacha. The Braisa then says the loss of any of these would cause a slave to be set free. Rebbe adds an eved who is made into a sris would also go free. Ben Azai adds an eved who loses his tongue would also go free. Now Rebbe can't be referring to a sris of the aver itself because that's already included in the list when it says the aver of the man if the tip gets chopped off. Rather, he must be referring to the sris of the beitzim. Thus we see that Rebbe holds it would set an eved free and the Tanakhama and the others would hold that it would not. Therefore, the answer to the question of the elder is that it's actually a matter of dispute. Reflecting more, in the Brice, the Rebbe says that an Eved would go free for becoming a Sris, and Ben Azai added that the case of an Eved who lost his tongue would go out free as well. Does Rebbe hold that an Eved would not go out free for losing his tongue? A Brice says that Rebbe says if the paraduma ashes, which have to be sprinkled onto an exposed part of the tummy person's body, if they were sprinkled onto someone's mouth, it is an effective sprinkling. It would be good. And the Chum says it's not effective. Presumably, this refers to the person's tongue, and we see that Rebbe says it's considered to be an exposed part of the body. Or says, no, the mouth actually refers to the person's lips, not his tongue. And the Chiddush is that although when a person closes his lips, sometimes very tightly, the lips are not visible, still they're considered to be exposed. Fakmar Brysa clearly says that Rebbe is referring to the tongue. Fakmar, rather, in the earlier Brysa, Rebbe means to include a sris and one who loses his tongue as well. And Ben Azai argues and says that only losing the tongue would set him free, not the sris. Although it would make more sense to first quote Ben Azai and then quote Rebbe, because Rebbe agrees with Ben Azai and adds an additional case. That's normally the way you do things, but the Tana listed in this way because that's the order in which it was heard, and the Bryce's order is kept in the order it was originally heard so that it's more easily remembered. Ula said, everyone agrees that the tongue is considered an exposed part with regard to becoming tame from contact with the sheretz, based on the pasuk of Asher Yigaboy, and the tongue is something that can be touched. Also, with regard to Tevila, the tongue is certainly considered to be hidden, not exposed, meaning in the mikvah water does not need to touch the tongue based in order to become tahar. And this is based on the pasuk of Rochatz Besorei Bamayim, which teaches that only something exposed like the skin has to touch the water. The machalik is only regarding being sprinkled upon by the paraduma. Rebbe compares the case of the paraduma to the case of becoming tame, and therefore the tongue is included. The Rabbanon compared to the case of tefillah, in which case the tongue is not included. They both dash in the pasuk of Vehiza HaTor Al HaTomeh. Rebbe dashes that the Torah and the Tomeh are placed together in the pasuk of Teacher. It should be compared to the case of becoming Tomeh with the sheretz. The Rabbanon say, the pasuk then says, Verochas Bamayim, which teaches it should be compared to the case of tefillah. The Rabbanon feel this is a more telling drasha, because it's more logical to compare the case of becoming Torah with Paraduma to the case of becoming Torah by Mikvah, meaning at least it's Tara to Tara. Rebbe says the pasuk of Paraduma is separated with the words of Vechibas Begodav, and therefore the end of the pasuk of Verochas Bamayim is not part of this drasha. How can we say that Rebbe holds the tongue is considered like a hidden part of the body for purposes of tefillah? We learn that Ravin, in the name of Rav Adar, in the name of Yitzchak, said that a maidservant of Rebbe once realized after going to the mikveh that she was toivel with a bone stuck in between her teeth, and Rebbe said you have to go to the mikveh again. We see that Rebbe holds that the water has to be able to get in between the teeth, which means that it has to get inside the mouth, because the inside of the mouth is not considered to be a hidden place with regard to tefillah. So the same thing with tongue. The Mara says, although we hold that water does not need to go into the mouth, he holds that there can't be a chatzitza in the mouth, so that water could reach anywhere in the mouth if it were to go in, even though it doesn't have to go in. This is based on the famous logic of Rabbi Zeira, who says that a carbon mincha doesn't have to be fully mixed with the oil as long as it was placed into a bowl in a way that it's possible for it to be fully mixed with the oil. As long as it's royal abila, it's good enough. Mari ends off with regards to the question of whether a sris of the beitzim sets an eved free. We find it's actually machlekes among tanoim in a brisa. Zok, the next Mishnah, Meir and Rabbi Eliezer say a large animal is required with mesira, handing over. Small animals required by hagbo, lifting. The Chum say that small animals required with meshicha, by pulling it. Zok, Mari, Rav Darshan in the city of Kimchunya, there are large animals required with meshicha. Shmuel asked the Talmidim of Rav, we learned in our mission that a large animal is required with mesira, and Rav said so as well. Did Rav retract his position? The Gemara says, in fact, Rav did change his position based on the version of the machlekes in a brisa. The brisa says that Chacham said large animals and small animals are acquired with Mashiach, and Rav Shimon said that both these animals are acquired with Hagbah, with lifting. Rav Yosef asked, according to Rav Shimon, how does one acquire an elephant? So Abaye said, one can be kind of an elephant with Chalipin, or by renting the place on which the animal stands, thereby being kind of with Kinyan Chater. Rav Zeri says the buyer brings four kalim, puts them under the feet of the elephant, and is considered as if he entered into his Rishus. Based on Rav Zeri's method, we should learn that the kalim of the buyer can be used to be kind in the seller's Rishus, which is actually a matter of dispute throughout the Gemara. Mar says the case would be where this is done on a side street, a simta, which doesn't belong to the seller or the buyer. Another way that one can be kind of an elephant, Zakting Mar, would be by placing twigs on the ground and having the elephant walk up onto the twigs, and that way he's lifting the elephant, it's considered to be Kinyan Hagbah.